In the southeast portion of the state, LSU Wax Center researchers are helping Louisiana's dairy industry survive despite challenges like high prices for fuel, feed, and fertilizer. Milk prices have been high, but Mike McCormick, coordinator of the LSU Wax Center Southeast Research Station, says that hasn't helped producers.
Unfortunately, the net profit on the herds has not been real high because the inputs such as corn grain, soybean meal, fertilizer have all risen quite high and taken a lot of that potential profit away from dairymen.
As feed grain prices go up, it becomes more difficult for farmers to provide their cows with all their nutrition from corn and soybean meal. Researchers are looking at supplemental feeds such as soy hulls and rice bran.
Typically, they can be bought at two-thirds to half the price of corn. So we're looking at how well they do in terms of supporting calf growth and allowing more production off the calves. And we got some real favorable results.
Another complication for dairy farmers this year has been the drought.
And some of the research we're doing is looking at oats and some of the cereal grains that can tolerate droughts a little bit more.
McCormick says research at the Southeast Research Station is helping dairy farmers produce milk more efficiently. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.